Welcome to the Kaizen Creativity Podcast, where we apply the philosophy of continual improvement to our creativity. Each episode takes a scientific principle from creativity and innovation research, and we translate it into practical advice for your creativity. For more, you can visit us at jaredvoley.com. Daydreaming is fun. And if you're a creative person, it's also surprisingly productive. So why don't we do it more often? Well, the short answer is ego. While daydreaming actually is productive, it doesn't feel productive. And that is a really important distinction whenever it comes to motivation. Your brain gives far more weight to how you subjectively feel than to any cold hard facts about that thing. So this is why you can't simply recite airline safety facts to a person who's afraid of flying. A person's subjective feelings always override objective facts. If you want some examples for how this idea is used and abused, then all you need to do is watch some politics. So why is daydreaming so productive for creative people? Because daydreaming allows for a free-flowing association between different ideas and mental images. When you daydream, the association centers in your brain go crazy, and this makes you better able to connect different ideas together. And at the same time, activity in what is called the judgment center of your brain goes down. Together, this means that daydreaming is like mental playtime. And as I said before, play, by its very definition, it has no outcome other than enjoyment. When children play, they're not trying to figure anything out. They're just trying to have fun. Because there's no outside goal, there's no way to be right or wrong. There's no need for judgment. Daydreaming works in a really similar way. You have fun when you're daydreaming. It's not supposed to feel like work. However, when you keep playing around with ideas, eventually you stumble upon something that is worth keeping. And what's great about daydreaming is how often it happens naturally. Not only will you naturally stumble upon these really interesting ideas, but you'll naturally recognize which ideas are worth pursuing. It's as if this big red flag pops up in your head and it says, wait a second, this idea looks promising. We should actually take a good look at it. Daydreaming is one of my favorite strategies for writing comedy. If you were to watch me when I'm writing comedy, it would not seem really productive at all. My hands barely ever touched the keyboard. The majority of my creative process is spent simply playing around in my own imagination. And when I daydream like this, I imagine this wide variety of situations that could be useful to my writing. This helps me to not only generate a larger number of ideas, but those ideas have a lot more variety in them as well. So when I stumble upon an idea that I really like, I will continually play around with it for a few minutes in my head. By the time I touch the keyboard, the vast majority of my writing is already complete. So my job at that point is to simply translate the mental movie into words on the page. Today, I encourage you to use daydreaming in your creative process. Simply spending 5 or 10 minutes allowing your imagination to run wild can have a huge impact on your creative process. Simply allowing yourself 5 or 10 minutes to dream up interesting ideas is going to have this rippling effect throughout your day. Allow ideas to freely move around. Don't set up any goals for yourself and don't require any outcome other than simply enjoying the process for its own sake. Hey, everybody. During the month of April, the website podchaser.com is going to be donating 25 cents to Meals on Wheels for every podcast review that you leave on their site. They're also going to donate another 25 cents for every reply that I leave for your review. And of course, I'm going to take that feedback and find ways to improve the show. You can check it out using the link at the bottom of the show notes.